Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, here.
By myself? It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Today, we do an episode, or I do an episode, titled Who? Our scripture today comes from Luke chapter 13, verse 23. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them.
Delicious.
Delicious indeed. So let's get this podcast on the road. So this podcast exists because a priest said something that upset me. You know what happens sometimes? I think I shared this in the podcast, but once upon a time, I was a young man. Yes, it happened. I was young, believe it or not. And in confession, a priest told me, I don't think God's going to send you to hell if you have sex with your girlfriend. And I was like, oh? Because I've heard of bad priests existing. I've heard of bad advice. I've heard of priests giving said advice. And it hadn't happened to me yet. And I was like, here I am sharing about temptation at a very fragile part of my life, very easily influenced. And here is a priest telling me something I know is not what they should be saying to someone of that age. And to some extent, I was like, well, he only told me, you know, he wouldn't say that in a homily. And you know, then you get to live a little bit and you get to see that the church is made up by people and people are going to do people things. It doesn't matter if they're educated. It doesn't matter if they're wearing a Roman collar. And so I'm going to share a little bit of what was said in a homily today, because today the readings for August 21st, 2022, those readings are, they're talking about who gets saved, right? And someone asked Jesus that, and he answered them. He didn't say, you know, as long as you're a good person, you're going to be all right. No. What Jesus said in verse 24 is, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. And you know what? That scares me a little. That scares me a little because I am not strong enough. I know that for a fact. And I'm like, how can some people expect to go in on their own strength? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is, I am trying. I'm going to Mass weekly with my family. And I screw up and I fall down, but I get back up because I ain't no quitter, right? And I hope that everyone listening is at least striving to do the same. I'm not going to shy away from saying, hey, I've screwed up. I'm not going to shy away from saying, hey, I haven't been the perfect husband. I was not the perfect boyfriend. I'm not the perfect father. I am not the perfect brother. I am not the perfect son. I screw up probably more than most people, but I get back up and I try my best and I go at it again and I will either become a saint or I will die in the process of becoming one. And you know what? Let me tell you, that homily that priest gave was kind of awesome. Because he was talking just like that at the beginning. He was cracking some jokes. He was like being lighthearted about it, saying like, yeah, all the people at this Mass, you're probably going to go to heaven. Yeah, it's cool, you know? And he was talking about like a couple of mountain climbers who went up to Mount Everest and they died. And when they buried them at the foot of the mountain, their tombstones for both of them said they died climbing or we died trying or something to that effect. And I'm like, yes. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But somehow, some way, the homily went down to the level of Bishop Barron or something. No, I'm kidding. Sort of, kind of. I take nothing back. Where he basically said, yeah, atheists are going to be in heaven and Muslims are going to be in heaven and these people are going to be in heaven and those people. And hear me out. I'm not trying to condemn anyone. Before anyone starts getting on their high horse, I also know theology enough to to tell you, I know about invincible ignorance. And if you don't know about invincible ignorance, it's basically in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Look it up. But invincible ignorance is when someone, through no fault of their own, do not know that there is no salvation outside the church. Through no fault of their own, they don't know about the Catholic Church. They don't know about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or they are so into their faith, whatever it may be, that even if they hear it, they will not be able to hear it with an objective ear, right? So it's kind of like when we're told something and we just keep going about our business, not realizing that we were given the answer. Like, there's sometimes where we are just incapable of acknowledging the truth because we've been given something else. You know, and so invincible ignorance is when someone through no fault of their own has not been able to accept the gospel of Jesus. Because here's the thing, as a Catholic man, I know that there is no salvation outside of the church. Why? Because, my goodness, read the Bible a little bit and you'll find that Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you. Who is the only church that Jesus established? Who is the only church that has the power to bring the body of Christ to God's people? That is the Catholic Church. I say that unequivocally, like that is not what I said. These are the words of Jesus when he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life within you. That means we're dead. The dead are not in heaven. The dead are in hell. The dead are the people that choose not God when we are given the choice of God or not God. And when you choose not God, well, let's just say it's hell without, quite literally. We know for a fact, because Jesus said so himself, people are going to choose not him. People are going to choose to do other things, and they're going to be outside and not be able to go into the party of the wedding feast. They're going to be outside. They're going to be thrown out in the darkness where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Christ said this, and he did not stutter. There is a hell. There are people there. And I've heard someone say that the road to hell is paved with the skulls of bishops. Why is that? This episode is not about that. But it is about a homily, where a priest said that people who choose to stay away from Christ throughout all their lives are going to be in heaven. And here's the thing, you don't tell that to a congregation. Why? Because people care about what you say. You know, I'm a teacher, and when I say certain things, I know my words carry a lot of weight because I have a lot of influence on young minds. I do. Why? Because I'm awesome, and the kids love me. Why? Because they know I love them. That's why. It's not false humility that if I, whatever, you know, I'm not being overly confident about my ability as a teacher. I'm just saying, like, I love the students. They know it. My word carries a lot of weight. As a priest, if you're a priest and you're listening, your words carry way more weight than mine. And if you read the readings for tomorrow, August 22nd, as I'm recording this podcast, Jesus has some words for teachers. Jesus has some words for people that teach his law. And they're not that pretty for the ones that are not doing it right. With humility. With due consideration for what is sacred. Because what I got out of that homily, and I don't care how good it was at the beginning, what I got out of that homily is like, what the heck am I doing here then? If an atheist can go about his or her life, like living as if there is no God and still make it to heaven because they're a good person, what the heck am I doing here? And that's the thing. If you have atheists in your family, if you have anyone who is not living the faith right, and you have an opportunity to say something, to invite, to do something, and you're not doing it, and I'm calling myself out here too, we are going to be held accountable. And I'm not saying be the pushy person that annoys people until they block you out of their lives. I'm just saying if there is an invitation that you can give, give it. If there is something that you can do, do it. If there is something that you have to say, and you know those situations, because it's happened to me where someone's just bashing on my faith and then they expect me just to sit there and take it because I'm very polite. it's not going to happen. I'm going to say something, because in the paraphrased words of Penn from Penn and Teller, did I say Penn? I meant Penn. Anyway, how much do you have to hate a person to really believe that there is a place called heaven and not tell them that there is? Or that there is such a bad place as hell and not tell them to avoid it? If we have family, we need to love them enough. We need to love them enough to be uncomfortable and tell them some uncomfortable stuff. If we have friends, same thing. And we must know the difference between trolling them and actually inviting them into the light, inviting them into the truth. And what is the difference, you ask? If you're asking, you're probably a troll. I'm kidding. No. Well, here's the thing. Like, when you're speaking to them, are you really concerned about their souls, or do you just want to win an argument? Are you really concerned about their souls and you want to see them in heaven, or do you just want to have the last word? Are you really concerned about their souls, or do you just want to bury them because they freaking deserve it because they're jerks? I guess that's kind of how you knew, which is how I knew I had to stop arguing with people on the internet. Because let me tell you, it's freaking fun. It's hilarious. It's great when you know that they are not intellectually capable to contend with you in a conversation. It's fun to bury people. It's fun to be a savage, but it's also not productive, and it's counter to the mission that we're supposedly trying to accomplish. Sometimes you can be right, and I'm stealing this from Scott Hahn, who said that even if you're right, you're wrong if it's not done with charity. Gosh, I hated him when he said that. Because like I said, it's fun as heck. But at the end of the day, we're trying to save people's souls here. And you got to do it with love. You got to do it with love. That's why so many times I have to be quiet. But that's also why so many times I don't have the option to be quiet. It's not that I can't shut up. It's just that I care too much not to say something about it. I mean, I can keep going on about, like, yeah, you know what? Like, sometimes you do need to shut up. Because, you know, sometimes it's not my place to say something. But if it's involving someone's salvation, you better believe it's my business. It's my business to say something, but it's also my business to say it with charity. Because the message is not going to be well received if it's being said like some jerk. But it is going to be well received, even if it's later, if it's meant with love and if it's said with love, because people can tell your intentions. People can tell your tone. People can tell where your heart is by the way you look at them, by your body language, by the sound of your voice. All right, I'm going to shut up now, because honestly, that's all I got. But I also got a lot of love. I'm sending some your way. Please continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Ferrum ferro. Aquitur. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dude Catholic Podcast. This episode was brought to you by Children in the Background. Whenever you need to do something quietly, you can always count on Children in the Background. Thank you, and have a blessed day.